But anyway, nice to have you along here, Jared, this morning. Of course, the big news, Mayor Tom Menino is announcing he's not running for re-election. Just a thought about his contribution to the arts here in the city.
Well, I think certainly over his tenure, we've seen the arts absolutely flourish. I mean, one of the most notable things is the Commonwealth Shakespeare Company, which performs the annual Shakespeare piece on the Boston Common, which I know had the support of Mayor Menino. He wanted to see the city space used, the public space used. And people obviously now flock to the Common every single summer in July and August to see these productions, and he's always had a presence there. So just lately, I've noticed Chris Cook from his office, his arts office, is at nearly every public event. So the mayor's office certainly has a big hand, supportive hand, in a lot of the arts organizations thriving in the city today.
Oh, another reason he will be missed. Let's turn to what you've been seeing, The Sleeping Beauty, now presented by the Boston Ballet at the Boston Opera House, which you had a chance to see opening night.
I did, and this is one I have to say, I love when I'm able to say this, stop what you're doing, buy your tickets right now. This is so, so gorgeous. I think one of the perils of what Mikko Nissinen, the artistic director of the ballet, has done is he's really cultivated our tastes in Boston and has shown us so much new dance and has taken us in new directions that we almost look back with a little nostalgia and fondness for chestnut pieces like this, maybe a little too much so. So I implore people, go see The Sleeping Beauty. This is really, really an amazing production. It's actually been acclaimed around the world. And what they've done here, they acquired this production. It is so lush and lavish. The costumes are amazing. The sets are amazing. And the intimacy of the opera house, I think it's spectacular. And what you find here is a choreography that harkens back to the original choreography in the from 1890. This is Tchaikovsky's music, and of course, it's based on the fairy tale of the princess who has a spell cast upon her. And I love how this is done here. You have sort of this evil fairy who casts the spell where if she pricks her finger, of course, she will sleep for 100 years. And the fairy here is, it's sort of a mix between Wicked and Kathy Griffin. She's got this flowing red hair, and she's got these creatures, almost like these flying monkey creatures that escort her on stage. But the dance here, you'll just find, is so exquisite. And I think this is a testament to what Mikko Nissinen has done in a addition to these chestnut pieces, to the traditional choreography of classical ballet. His dancers are so technically proficient now because they're doing so much of the new. And this is a piece where you really see it. It is a showcase piece for the Boston Ballet.
Now, we mentioned it is a fairy tale classic. What about children?
This is certainly a piece for children. In fact, there's a really great nod at the end when the princess is reawakened and she's with her prince in the royal court, and suddenly some characters from fairy tales appear: Puss in Boots, Beauty and the Beast. And so it's really, really sweet, and it's done with a great degree of sentimentality and comedy.
Okay. The Sleeping Beauty plays through April 7th at the Boston Opera House. Now, we're talking about something done at Arts Emerson, always producing interesting things. This was called Emergency. Sounds like an actor's emergency.
Yes, and the only unfortunate thing here is it's already completed his run, but the reason I wanted to talk about it is know the name Daniel Beattie. He is the one man behind this show, and it was fantastic, and I understand that he will have an ongoing relationship with Arts Emerson, so whenever you hear his name, go see him. He is this amazing talent. An Emergency was all about, he has this concept there. He's standing there, and suddenly a slave ship rises out of the Hudson River and rests before the Statue of Liberty, and these characters begin to flock toward it. Wow. And it's really about the African-American experience, because, of course, you're discussing a slave ship, and so how it resonates in contemporary society. And one of his characters talks about it as post-traumatic slave syndrome. And Barry, who's doing Pledge, was just standing here. He was pointing out it sounds similar to Anna Deavere Smith, and it is, except it's Daniel Beattie on Anna Deavere Smith's steroids, because he is doing 25 characters and singing and comedy all the way through it. He's just a fantastic force.
And finally, Band in Boston, Urban Improv's annual benefit taking place at the House of Blues Friday, April the 5th. This sounds like fun.
This is next Friday, and this is a great group. This is a group that uses theater in public schools to help kids cope with scenarios like bullying, homophobia, violence. And so there's a lot of role-playing, and they go into these schools. And this is a program that's been in place for a really long time. I know it also has the support of Mayor Menino, and they have their annual annual event, Band in Boston, and this is where you can go and see everybody who's on the stage in every realm in Boston, from chefs.
Including you, I might mention.
Yes, yes. Last year, I was the Andy Cohen-like host of The Real Housewives of Cambridge. But here you'll see everybody from Bill Weld to Doris Kearns Goodwin, Mayor Menino. It's a great cast.
Okay, and that's coming up next Friday at the House of Blues. See Jared and many other Boston celebrities. Thank you so much, Jared Bowen, here every Thursday morning on WGBH's Morning Edition. Thanks.
Thanks, Bob.